Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Vine and is presented by Williams Redlich.
If someone does something wrong in the office, let's just go ahead and sort of talk about it. Not necessarily call each other out in a disrespectful way, but let's talk about it so we can try to make it right.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have those 999 broken bulbs before we get that one that works. And here, we talk about the broken bulbs. Today, I'm joined by Allison DeMulder. Now get this. Allison started her company at 23 years old and later sold it to move on to other adventures. She also has a podcast called Emerson Built That, where she chats with other creatives. And it's dang good, too. I mean, wow. But Allison also overlooked red flags when she was hiring people for her blossoming business. We focus on the solutions she found and how you can avoid the same mistakes. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Allison DeMulder, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I'm absolutely ready, Alex.
Fantastic. So let's talk about having hiring issues, particularly with high turnover rates and the other issues you experienced in your experience as an entrepreneur. What was that like?
It was difficult for me from the beginning because I started my company when I was 23 years old. So I didn't have much experience at other companies, and certainly not ever as being a manager. So I was hiring people just because I really needed bodies to do work. And that's not really the best way to hire. It needs to be much more strategic and methodical and having the right people on what I call the bus to get you where you need to go. And so when I first started hiring, I was also hiring people who were, well, they were all different ages, but there were also people from different generations. And I didn't understand that, baby boomers, now not to generalize, but sometimes baby boomers might have a different perspective on work ethic versus millennials and so forth. So I found myself I've always been a very shy person and I guess somewhat passive aggressive and not liking conflict. But as soon as I started hiring employees, all of these things that I was very uncomfortable with, I was faced with. And so in order to not be faced with conflicts and the things that I didn't like, I needed to get better about hiring smarter. And that took, I would say, probably about 5 or 6 years before I got it down better to where I could really look for people that, not necessarily, because you don't want to hire people that you're going to be all friends with, but you want to hire people that are going to fit with where you're taking your company. And for me, it was people that not necessarily were creative, but they had the openness and ability to be creative. And that doesn't mean just necessarily drawing or creating stationery like we did. It also meant creative problem solving. And I think that that's a really important characteristic in a startup to have, is people who can like be super busy and be able to solve problems. And I was able to find people better by knowing what I was looking for. And also I became better at interviewing. And so if you have people that mesh with your mission, then you're going to have less staff turnover. And I found that kind of like my secret hiring sauce was to hire people who were like either straight out of college or maybe 2 or 3 years experience, who were gritty and really wanted to work hard in a startup and get their hands dirty and just kind of delve into all areas. Like if you just wanted to work in a silo, which I know happens a lot in corporate America, which is totally fine, that wasn't what worked in my company. And I was looking for people who could really think outside of the box. So for entrepreneurs to know what your company needs and what's going to help not only with the whole like demeanor of your office, but also it helps with gaining revenue if you have the right people on board.
I've had a couple conversations with people who talk about having the right people on board. One of the things you mentioned in there was mission and getting people on board with that mission and getting them adapted to that mission, make it, you know, their mission too, even. How is that something that you can tease out in a job interview? What kind of questions did you ask to do that?
That's a great question. So questions I would ask were, because like I said, I was usually hiring people who didn't have a lot of experience to bring to the table. So sometimes they would have to draw on their college experiences or grad school experiences. And I would be able to weed out people based on how they spoke about their previous boss and also how they spoke about previous coworkers and explaining how they like to be managed. So that's a lot right there. But anyone who would come in and talk poorly about a previous manager was not someone that I wanted to hire, because I don't think that that's the right thing to do in an interview. And that was sort of against our mission, because our mission was, if someone does something wrong in the office, let's just go ahead and sort of talk about it. Not necessarily call each other out in a disrespectful way, but let's talk about it so we can try to make it right. And another way is just how they worked in teams. So if they said, well, I really love just working in my own little silo and I don't want to be disrupted and I love being a clock ticker, that wasn't somebody for us. So there were little questions that I just sort of, I guess, got really good at based on their resume and really diving deep. I feel like when people were finished interviewing with me, they were exhausted, because I really was just trying to see. I mean, you only get to meet someone once or twice for an interview, and then you want them to stay with you for years. So you really have to get into the nitty-gritty of what they did and how they worked with people, I would say, was the best indicator for us.
That's some really great insight into how to find the right people, because you're exactly right. You meet this person a couple times, maybe a few times, and then you make a decision and you're like, please stay for a decade if you want, right? I'm curious, was there a moment in your career, especially early on, where you maybe made a poor hiring choice, or you at least realized, oh, I have to be really careful and smart about who I bring on board?
I definitely made some poor hiring choices. I would say that the poor hiring choices were because I was overlooking things. So something that I did from early on was I always checked references. And I know that sounds maybe a little bit old fashioned, but it really said a lot about who people put down as their reference and when you actually call them. And I remember this one instance where I was hiring a designer and I had her meet the team, and everyone liked her. And when I called to check her references, I had asked if she would be eligible for rehire. And he just said to me, I can't answer that. And that wasn't even a really detailed question. It was just like, would you ever work with her or not again? And a red flag went off and I decided to sort of shove it under the rug, because at a certain point you just need people to work and overlook things. And she came to work for us and she came to work for 2 days. And then on the third day, she didn't show up and she never called, and she just never came back or called. So I think there are red flags that when you're hiring, you should really go with your gut and what people are telling you. And I do think that reference checks are super important to do, because if they can't give a former manager or boss as a reference, I think that's a flag. A lot of times people will give their coworkers, but you need to know how they were seen by the people that they were being managed by.
Yeah, that is really important, especially since that's going to be your relationship with them. As kind of a final word that I'd like to give you here, do you have any other little snippets of advice that you would like to impart to other entrepreneurs on, you know, finding people to engage with them on their creative projects?
Definitely. So I would say that you want to hang out where the people that you want to hire are hanging out. So if you're looking for, like, I just happen to give an example because I owned a creative company, but if I'm looking to hire a graphic designer, I want to hang out on Instagram and I want to follow hashtags that relate to what we're doing. Or I want to go to, I don't even know if message boards exist anymore, but I did that. There are also, well, now with the pandemic, it's different, but with there were meetups. So, and then also talking to people that you know for reference. So I just think that's really important summed up there is you want to be where the people that you want are. It just makes the most sense.
At the end of every episode, I like to ask you what's working now. Obviously, you've had, you know, struggles in the past, but what is one bulb that's maybe shining bright above your head that's working for you? What is it and where can people find you?
So a bulb, I can't say that I came up with this bulb, but one of the best advice that was given to me is that if you want to keep your staff happy and you want to lessen the amount of turnover, you should follow the 60-second praise and the 60-second reprimand, which is basically when you see something great, tell someone super quickly what they did, but do it in the moment so it's not forgotten. And if they do something that you didn't like or it's inappropriate, kind of take them to the side. Don't do it in front of other people. And that's the 60-second reprimand. I sold my company and I managed many, many people through the years and I learned a lot through it. And so I started a podcast called Emerson Built That, where I talk to other entrepreneurs about staff and I also impart some of my advice on there. So you can find me at emersonbuiltthat.com and listen to my podcast.
Excellent. It is a great podcast and I'll have links in the show notes for everybody to go and check that out. Thank you, Allison, for joining me today.
Thank you, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Allison DeMuelder for joining me and being willing to talk about her failures. Be sure to go to emersonbuiltthat.com to keep up with Allison. I'll have links for that in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is a co-production of Williams Rutledge and Mecco Radio. And we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the music is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.